From Minnesota Public Radio News, I'm Perry Finelli. State House Republicans have revived their plan to devote existing tax dollars and to ramp up borrowing to pay for billions of dollars in road construction. A proposal outlined today has similarities to a bill passed last year. It would redirect $450 million in auto-related sales taxes and sell more than $1 billion in bonds. A new feature would impose a $75 surcharge on electric vehicles. The plan also reduces state participation in light rail lines. Representative Paul Torkelson chairs the Transportation Finance Committee.
I know that this will not be wildly popular with the governor and others, but I believe it's a substantial and appropriate proposal, and I will stand behind it as we get this process started.
DFLers slam the proposal as chock full of gimmicks and say an elusive transportation finance deal still seems a ways off. The state will close Lake Mille Lacs to walleye fishing entirely for 3 weeks this summer in the middle of another catch and release season. State officials say the break is necessary to cut down on the number of release fish that die. During last year's catch and release season, so-called hooking mortality pushed the walleye harvest beyond the state's quota and forced an early end to the season. Mille Lacs businesses that depend on fishing tourism say they're concerned about facing another restrictive walleye season. Resort owner Terry McCoy says the state is being too cautious.
If it was a lake that was in crisis, we wouldn't be catching the number of fish that we're catching. And it's not just us. It's every resort around the lake.
Anglers will be able to fish for muskie, pike, and bass during the walleye closure, which will run from July 7th to 27th. In sports, Minnesota Wild hosts the San Jose Sharks tonight. The Minnesota Timberwolves host the San Antonio Spurs. In the Twin Cities, the skies are clear. The temperature is 35 degrees. This is Minnesota Public Radio News at 6:06.